This is Brian, and you're listening to Bringlese Daily. Welcome back. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Hello, everyone. Guys, welcome back. Today is Wednesday, and of course, we have a brand new podcast episode. As I said, today is Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. And let's begin today's episode, as we always do, with a translation challenge. So, think about the following sentence and try to translate it into English. Today's sentence is, Non sono mai stata su una nave, ma mi piacerebbe. Let me say that again. Non sono mai stata su una nave, ma mi piacerebbe. Think about that sentence. Can you say it perfectly in English? I'm sure a lot of you can, and at the end of today's episode, I'll explain how I would say that sentence in English. But without further ado, let's begin today's one big thing. Well, we've established that today is April 10th. So what if we go back to April 10th, 1991, which, by the way, is literally one day before my sister was born, because she was born April 11th, 1991. But anyway, April 10th, 1991, exactly 33 years ago. Do any of my listeners know what happened that day? There was a big disaster in Italy. Does anyone know what I'm talking about? Well, I'm talking about the Moby Prince disaster. And this was not a small disaster. This disaster resulted in 140 deaths. Very unfortunate. It happened in the harbor of Livorno, which is my English pronunciation of Livorno, but Livorno, Italy. And guys, since World War II, this is the worst disaster in Italian Navy history. So it's also considered one of the worst environmental disasters in Italian history, because many people lost their lives, but there was a big fire as well, and there was an oil spill into the sea. So let's talk a little bit about what actually happened during the Moby Prince disaster. In the evening of April 10th, 1991, the Moby Prince ship left the Livorno harbor. It was heading out to sea, and it was taking its normal path. However, while it was heading out to sea, it struck into another ship, a ship called Agip Abruzzo. And when it struck into the ship, it hit tank number 7. That tank was filled with 2,700 tons of oil. That is not good. When you open 2,700 tons of oil, problems are going to happen. Some of the oil spread onto the surface of the sea and it caught fire. So there was kind of a fire in the sea. And the rest of the oil was shot onto the Moby Prince. So then the Moby Prince ship was engulfed in fire as well. So the fire continued to grow and to grow and to grow. And unfortunately, there were 66 crew members on board the Moby Prince and another 75 passengers on board. Of course, as I mentioned, 140 people tragically lost their lives. In some cases, people were able to escape before the fire spread too much. So not everyone involved died. But nonetheless, as I mentioned, this is one of the worst disasters in Italian Navy history. The first thing that comes to mind is the Titanic disaster, where way more people died. So it's not as bad as that. But 34 years ago, this was a huge, huge story. And I'm curious for some of my Italian listeners if they can remember that day. I was not alive yet. I was born 2 years later. My sister was literally born the next day. But if you were alive and you were old enough to remember, let me know about your memory of that day, 34 years ago today. Definitely a saddening story. And let's take the chance now to switch over to today's question of the day. As is often the case, today's question of the day is relevant to today's one big thing. And the question is, do you generally feel safe when you take public transport? So, generally, well, in the United States, I almost never took public transport. I took the metro lines and the train lines and often the buses in Italy. I always felt safe when I was taking the metro in Japan or the trains in Japan. I always felt safe. And when I fly, I usually feel very safe as well. So if the question is, do you generally feel safe when you take public transport? My personal answer is definitely yes. In fact, I never really expect anything to go wrong when I'm taking public transport. As I mentioned, there were 75 passengers on the Moby Prince ship when the disaster happened. I wonder how many of those 75 passengers felt in danger. I know I would not have felt in danger because I generally trust public transportation. I've talked about this many times, but that's one of the best things about public transportation. It's safe, especially compared to driving your own private car. We underestimate how dangerous driving cars really is. You know, irrationally, people tend to be afraid of flying, but they're completely safe in a car, right? And I'm a rational person in general, and I literally use reason to justify my thoughts. And my thoughts are that driving is dangerous and flying is safe. Taking a train is safer than driving. Taking the metro is safer than driving. Taking a boat is safer than driving. So, yeah, when it comes to public transportation, I definitely feel safe. It'd be strange to find someone who answers no to that question because, in general, trains and planes and ships are very safe. Yes, today I talked about a disaster and 140 people died, but 140 people dying in one disaster 34 years ago is nothing compared to the number of car accident deaths, which I don't have the numbers, but I can guarantee you it's way higher than 140 every single day. So it's just another reason, it's another way for me to say that I love public transportation and I don't like private automobiles. But I'm not going to start another rant. We don't have time for that today. Guys, let's finish today's episode with the answer to the translation challenge. So I want to remind you that we generally do one and only one translation per episode. Inside my academy, we now have the premium podcast, and you can do 3 translation challenges. You can also see the text of the podcast, and you can literally follow along reading word for word the sentences that I'm saying. It's very helpful when you're trying to improve your listening skills in English. So if you're not a student in my academy, you can check it out at bringlesley.com. I really think you'll like it. So go check that out. And let's go back to the translation challenge. The sentence was, non sono mai stata su una nave, ma mi piacerebbe. Let me say that one more time. Non sono mai stata su una nave, ma mi piacerebbe. So how would you say that sentence in English? I would say, I've never been on a ship, but I'd like to. Okay, so we're going to use present perfect for the first part of the sentence. Non sono mai stata. I've never been. Remember, in my life, the verb tense in my life, we can use present perfect. In my life, I have never been. We say on, that's the preposition here, on a ship. Ship, nave. Ma, mi piacerebbe, but I'd like to. Mi piacerebbe, I would like. And why did I add to at the end of the sentence? That to represents the verb, be on a ship. So I don't have to say, I've never been on a ship, but I would like to be on a ship. After to, I can end the sentence. I've never been on a ship, but I would like to. And that's the end. So if I read this sentence quickly, it's, I've never been on a ship, but I'd like to. And that is today's translation challenge. Ladies and gentlemen, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, check. That means tomorrow's episode on Thursday and also Friday's episode are going to be a little bit faster. I'm not going to speak as clearly as I'm speaking now, so it's going to be a little bit harder, but I believe that most of you are going to be able to follow anyway. So I'm really looking forward to that. Ladies and gentlemen, join me again in about 24 hours for that advanced episode. And until then, enjoy your Wednesday nights, and I'll talk to you guys very soon. As always, peace.